With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Vice President J.D. Vance makes the Trump administration's first big pitch to sell the public on the president's sweeping budget and policy package in northeastern Pennsylvania. Vance said the bill lets workers earn tax-free overtime.
Thanks to President Trump's leadership, if you work overtime, the federal government is not going to take a dime of that overtime. You earn that money, you ought to keep it in your pocket.
The vice president, whose tie-breaking vote got the bill through the Senate, highlighted the legislation's tax breaks and Democrats' opposition to cutting taxes. U.S. Senator Tina Smith is in the hospital after feeling sick Wednesday. The Minnesota Democrat reportedly saw the Capitol doctor who recommended she be examined at the hospital. A statement from her office said she's being kept overnight out of an abundance of caution. Her hospitalization comes as the Senate debates President Trump's $9 billion in spending cuts. New Russian drone strikes hit a city in central Ukraine, leaving at least 15 people injured.
Vinnytsia is one of four Ukrainian cities pounded Tuesday into Wednesday morning. 400 Shahed and decoy drones launched, as well as one ballistic missile, the Ukrainian Air Force says. At least 15 people have been injured in the strikes in all that mostly targeted energy infrastructure. The latest bombardment in Russia's escalating aerial campaign comes ahead of a September 2 deadline set by President Donald Trump for the Kremlin to reach a peace deal in the three-year war under the threat of possible severe Washington sanctions if it doesn't. I'm Charles Delesma.
The Department of Justice fires Maureen Comey, the federal prosecutor in the Sean Combs case. Comey, the daughter of former FBI Director James Comey, was fired from the United States Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York. She had been with the U.S. Attorney's Office for almost a decade. This is SRN News. Faith impacts attitudes about abortion.
According to a study by the Public Religion Research Institute, the more a person engages in Christian religious practices, the less likely he is to support abortion. In states where people are more religious, Louisiana, Tennessee, and Alabama, for instance, support for abortion is low. In places where people have turned away from faith, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Vermont, support for abortion is very high. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rears its head in Greece. A kosher restaurant in Athens has been defaced by vandals who wrote, "No Zionist is safe here," on the building. Local authorities are investigating the incident at the eatery, which had only been open 6 weeks. Anti-Semitism spiked all around the globe since terror group Hamas launched its devastating attack on Israel in October of 2023. Restaurants have been a favorite target of pro-Hamas protesters. This is SRN News. Less than half of voters believe the government is doing enough to stop illegal immigrants from getting taxpayer-funded benefits. More details from reporter Bernie Bennett.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 72% of likely U.S. voters believe it's important to prevent illegal immigrants from getting government benefits like Medicaid and food stamps, including 48% who consider it very important. Only 25% don't think it's important to keep illegal immigrants from getting benefits. The survey of 1,014 U.S. likely voters was conducted on July 6 and 7, 2025, by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling error is plus or minus 3 percentage points, with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The judge in the Brian Koberger case will hear arguments over the gag order tomorrow. The non-dissemination order keeps anyone directly involved in the case from speaking about it. Koberger pled guilty to killing four University of Idaho students in 2022. The prosecution dropped its objection to the gag order being lifted. More details at SRNNews.com.